Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Marianne, episode 210. We're talking about sales, sales strategy, rebuttals, and 10 reasons why you didn't close your sale on the phone. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love online. Let's begin.
It's the Wednesday. Okay. All right. Today we are diving into 10 reasons why you didn't close a sale. The reason why I'm talking about sales today is because a lot of my clients are getting back into the swing of making their offers at the top of the year. And they are, hello, Cheryl. I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for sending that questionnaire. I did get that. I will be reviewing that this week. But today we are going to be talking about 10 reasons why you didn't close your sale or did not make that sale with that potential client. 10 reasons. And why are we talking about this today? Well, a lot of people are making offers now. We are making offers. We are having sales conversations. A lot of people are getting back into understanding what their pitch is, how to do their pitch, and how to really sell themselves. You got the book. Awesome. Okay, you gotta do a picture for me, okay, and send it to me so I can show it in my stories. But one of the biggest things, and I'll share with you my reason as to why I'm gonna be talking about sales, and I only have 20 minutes, is that a lot of people are back in the swing of making offers. And it is imperative that when you're in front of a prospect, that you come off confidently in your business, you come off fully 1000% a believer in what you do for people. Because the moment you sway a little bit about, well, can I really help this person? I don't really know if I can fully show up for this person. Your prospect will hear that, will feel that. Again, we're all energetic beings. We exude energy. So one slight of doubt, you guys, the prospect on the other side of that phone call or in front of you will feel and experience that and will lose all trust in you. So here's 10 reasons as to why you may or may not have closed a sale. And we're gonna go over them. And I want you guys to be aware of what you guys do in the opportunity of working for somebody or being hired on. Do you guys do any of these things, okay? All right, reason number one is that you didn't even make the offer. So someone jumped on the phone with you and you just didn't even say the thing you did. You felt like maybe you are no longer needed, maybe they're too much of an expert, therefore I'm not gonna make the offer. And so you just hung up the phone and you said, thank you so much for your time, have a great day. And there was no offer made. That is a really big no-no. Number one, even if the person is not qualified to be a client, I think that you should always make your offer so you can get practice, right? You always want to be able to articulate your sale, your offer, your pitch, but a part of that is getting practice. So no matter what, pitch yourself to people that you even don't think are qualified, just so that you can get practice in, okay? Number two as to why you didn't close that sale, guys, is the fear of placing pressure. Okay, so the fear of placing pressure, you guys. Hi, Jasmine. The fear of placing pressure on sales calls or for people who are wanting to work with you is that the fear of placing pressure on sales calls is all really more connected to the fear of not being liked. So the moment you feel like, oh my God, I'm on the phone with somebody and now I have to make the offer and I'm gonna make them feel uncomfortable. There is that pressure that you're putting on the person to make that decision, right? And in that, you have to feel okay with the pressure you apply on the prospect, because in a sense, in order for them to work with you at some level, they have to make that decision. They have to check in with themselves and say, you know what, this is something that I really need, I'm gonna do it. And if they cannot do that and they are unable to make that decision, they're not qualified prospects for you. That is number one. But number two, you need to get comfortable with applying pressure on the sales call, because as a business owner, that is essentially your, in a sense, blood of your business. Any sales that you make is the blood of your business. So if applying pressure comes with that, you have to learn to navigate the seeking approval tendency that you may have and hold on to. You gotta let that go a little bit when you apply the pressure, okay? Number three is that you don't want to deal with the emotion. So that's kind of goes into the fear of the placing pressure thing, the thing about having sales conversations with people and enrolling them into your program, is that a lot of the times people aren't fully aware of what they want. So when you make the offer and they're like, man, I don't even really know, do I want this? Do I not? Do I really want to go all in this? Do I really have the time? Do I want to be committed in this? And so they have these really confusing tug of war in their head. There was one time when I was speaking, I don't want to make this long because I do have a 10 minutes, another call. There was a time where I was speaking to somebody and she was fully in. She's like, yes, I'm totally in. I'm so excited, all of these things. And then she told me, you know what? I'm not sure, because I don't know if I'm comfortable with selling my own stuff, because I've been selling other people's things for so long, right? We've been selling other organizations' services. We sell other organizations and companies' products and services. And she was not fully sold on being the person who creates the service and also renders the service. So she wasn't fully sold on that. And there was that confusing emotion with her in terms of, can this really work for me? Do I have enough balls to do this? Do I have enough balls to pull this off? Because really, when you come up with a product or service that is of your own, you actually have to have a lot of courage to do it. You need to like muster up all the balls inside of you, right? You have to be like, okay, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. And part of that, you guys, is the emotions, right? So if you are not wanting to deal with the emotions of the prospect on the phone or on the sales call with you, that is something you have to check in with yourself. Why is it making you so uncomfortable to make the offer? What is it about making the offer that makes you emotional yourself? Right? And you want to see, like, what is that emotion? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it, what if they say yes to me and I can't do the thing that I'm saying I can? Is it the imposter syndrome, perhaps? And the moment you uncover those things inside of you is the moment you can actually look and see, is this really true? It's not. I can actually move on and move past this. You see, knowing the things in your blocks, in your energetic blocks, right, of why you can't move past something is actually really helpful for you to get over it. Once you figure out, is this really true that I can't deliver the thing I'm saying? No, I can actually deliver it, and I will do anything and everything in my power to deliver and show up for my client. You see, and once you meet with yourself in that capacity, you can really understand that you can actually do anything as long as you put your mind to it and you are fully committed in it. Hi, Lizzie. I hope you're well. Happy New Year. Okay, number four, the reason why you didn't make that sale is that you don't believe in what you are selling. You don't believe in what you are selling. Okay, so this is a big one. This is connected to the imposter syndrome thing, where you go into business and you really question and doubt your abilities to do everything and to really show up for your client and, you know, give them the thing that they are paying you for, you know, the transaction, right? So if a client says yes to you and they say, okay, yeah, thank you, hello, happy new year to you too. So let's say, right, someone says yes to you in your business and you're like, oh my gosh, someone just said yes. Now I have to collect payment. And then now I have to bend over backwards for this person. Now I have to do all these things. And there is that fear of unknown. And then you kind of feel out of control. You're like, oh my God, I'm completely out of control. I don't know what I'm going to do here. Do I have to give this person my baby? Right? No. And I'm saying these more extreme feelings and extreme thought processes because I think a lot of us go through these experiences, but we're not able to look at it, articulate it in a way that makes sense. And then also we can see how kind of almost outrageous it can be, right? It can kind of like, we kind of look at it to be a little too telenovela, if you guys know what that is. It's kind of like a dramatic situation. Really, it's not that dramatic. All you gotta do is fucking do the service. Do the thing that you're saying you're gonna do for the client. Period. That is it. So if you don't believe in what you're selling, if you have any glimpses of that in your business, can I really show up for my client? Can I really do this? Can I really give them that result? If you have any ounce of doubt, we have to work on that together. We have to look at it. We have to, you know, really clear that doubt, that fear, the worry around your business and your services, because if you don't, you will come across weak, number one, and then also lacking confidence in your business, okay? So believe, in order for you to believe in what you're selling, you have to 1000% believe in yourself. That's all it is. You gotta just believe in who you are. You show up in your business. You keep your word. Your word is bond. You do everything you can to ensure that everything you commit to, you follow through with. And that is also keeping promises, right? Let's say you make promises to people. If you have a tendency to break those promises and you don't show up for things, you cancel, you are flighty, you don't stick to things, that can really take away from your self-confidence. And that's the reason why anytime you commit to anything, whether it be a coaching contract or even just going to see your mom for lunch or going to see family members and going to do it, even if you're like, I don't really want to see them, I'm going to cancel and act like I'm sick. Go to it anyway, because your word is your word is your word is your word. The moment your word is water, the moment your word is shit, you no longer believe in yourself. You stop believing in you, your business. You stop believing in showing up for your clients. It's a really big deal to keep your promises. It boosts your confidence or it takes away your confidence. And it's super connected to how you believe in your business. Okay? All right. Number five is that you gave up too soon during sales calls. So a lot of people with sale, and five and six is giving up too soon on your sales calls, and then six is being reasonable. I think these are two things that are connected as to why people don't make sales. And the reason why they are connected is because, let's say I make the offer and then the person says, I need to check with my spouse. I need to check with my husband or wife. And you know, the way you would give up too soon is you'd say, oh, you're married? Okay, yeah, I totally get that. Why don't we schedule a follow-up and why don't you check with your spouse and then come back to me? That is being too reasonable, and then also you just gave up too soon. You have to check in with them and say, hey, if you have a spouse, that means your spouse probably already knows, and this is some like rebuttals now, that this is how I would work with my clients on working on rebuttals. I would ask and say, your spouse probably already knows you're talking to me. Your spouse probably already knows you are going to be on at the fork in the road to make a decision. And at this point, you get to make that decision. So you're kind of like walking people through their rebuttals in a sense, right? But five and six is that you didn't. You kind of just okayed the rebuttal and you said, okay, I'll work with you, and that's it, right? That is an inconvenience. Catherine, I talked to you in about 10 minutes. Okay, moving on. So number seven, you guys, is that you received a rebuttal and you had no backup plan. So let's just say, for example, this rebuttal is they don't have money. Let's say, I don't have the money to invest right now. I'm completely drained. I cannot. And you don't have like a plan. You don't have a response to that. You're just fully unprepared, right? And you just say, oh, you know what? I get it. That makes sense. You know, maybe you come back to me when you do have the funds. See, and that is where the moment you allow a rebuttal to be the end all be all is the moment you kind of let go a little bit on the accelerator on the sales call. So that it would be a no-no. You kind of want to continue asking, well, you were on the phone with me for a reason. Why? Right? What is it that you really ultimately were looking to have on the call with me? And that is where you kind of get more answers. You get more insight on their world, in their world, and what capacity do they really have to make a decision and to really take action, okay? All right, number eight is that you just don't know any tools on how to close people on the phone. You don't know anything. You're kind of going in there green. Which in the beginning of my business 4 years ago, now we're going on five years ago, I had no clue on how to close people. I kind of fucked it up until I got it right. I did my first 12 months just kind of like winging it. You know, my first sales call I did in my DMs as a video call, and it was the worst idea. I did it. It was a video call, and the lady just kept talking, and it was a video call. So she saw me, I saw her. Worst idea ever. It was like a 2-hour call. Made the offer. She said, you know what, I'll think about it. And then she then sent me an email and said, I want to do it, but I only want to do it after you've served me. So then she would pay me after I rendered the service. It was a debacle, and it was my first sales call, my first everything. But the reason why I fucked it up is because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what I was doing. I was kind of just winging it, right? I winged it until I figured it out. And that's the reason why I'm coming to you guys with all this knowledge, because I've actually really gotten good at sales calls to the point where someone comes to me with anything, I can help you through and through all the way until that person says yes to you, because I have figured that shit out, even have a program around it that my clients go into and learn. Okay, last one, you guys, and this is probably the most powerful one, is that their objection, right, is your objection. So for example, if this person says, you know what, you make a really great offer, however, I don't have the money. And let's say your objection or your life in that moment also is similar, where you're like, you know what, I get it, I don't have the money either for this. I wouldn't pay for this either right now for me, right? And which means it's their objection is your objection is their objection. You guys kind of have that same energetic pattern around money, right? I wouldn't invest in this. Why would I expect her to invest in this? You see how we're so powerful that the moment we align with that negative energy, and that is negative energy because it comes from scarcity, is the moment we allow them to go back to their lives with their same thought processes as to why they have the problem anyway. You see, so you really didn't show up as a coach on the phone call. You actually just showed up as a lateral person to them. Didn't really help them. You see, the number one rule when anyone comes to you for help is that you have to be able to show up in a way that raises their energy, that allows them to think about the possibilities of life, of their business, of all the things, whatever it is that you do. You have to be able to shine light on what could really be if you thought bigger, if you think bigger, if you surround yourself with people who can really help you and expand your horizon and your reality and your thoughts, right? And this is the kind of thing that you want to think about in terms of, how do I show up? You know, how do I show up for my clients? How do I show up for my people in my life? Do I come with possibility, or do I come with fear? Do I come in being able to help people create, or do I come in a closed off sense where it's like, ugh, I'm also scared as well? And that is where you want to check in terms of how strong of a leader are you? Because the moment you can really lead your life, you can also lead your business in a powerful way, which means you, when you show up on sales calls, you are a fucking rock star. You know, people jump on the phone with me all day long. And Cheryl, you know, I will go at it with you. I will be like, okay, what is this? What's that? What's happening here? Okay, that needs to change. This needs to be improved. That is a problem over there. And the reason why is because I know what I do. I do it really well. I've been doing this for a long time. And I no longer think about me. I'm all about the person on the phone with me. You know what I mean? Okay, so I have 4 minutes until my call with Catherine. So guys, that is it for me today, you guys. Thank you so much for watching this. If you guys need help with sales, business, spirituality, all of that stuff, DM me, or you can click the link in the bio and I will check you guys again. I think I'll go live again this week. I'm not sure. Otherwise, I will see you guys next week.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.